Now, my story of the Celts, which was the, is the latest in my inquiries into these sun-worshipping peoples, begins in the book in 1994 when two archaeologists, Victor Mayer and Jim Mallory, announced the discovery of Caucasian-type mummies, which were up to 4,000 years old, buried in the Taklamakan Desert in China. So these were, you know, Caucasians, tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed bodies.
They should not have been there.
They shouldn't have been there, no. It threw science completely upside down, turned science on its head, and archaeology on its head. The bodies had been preserved by the dry sand, and they were dressed in their natural clothing of dyed felt and tartan fabrics. Now, evidence from the sites in the Taklamakan Desert, where they were found in China, shows that they worshipped the sun and the Celtic cross, which I have shown in previous books represents the schematic of the sun's magnetic fields. Archaeological evidence from European Celtic sites shows that these people migrated westwards across the northern steppe grassland areas of Central Asia and Europe, where they arrived in Germany and Austria in around 1200 BC. Now, we know this because they established a settlement in a town called Hallstatt, which means hall is salt, and stat is a Celtic word for place. Hallstatt is in the Austrian foothills near Salzburg.
Right.
And the salt mines provided much sought-after salt, which was important.
Oh, that was a very valuable commodity in those days, wasn't it?
It certainly was, especially in landlocked areas, because it could be traded for other commodities. As I started to inquire into the Celts and question how they could have understood this super science of the sun, like the Mayas, the Peruvians, the Egyptians, and the ancient Chinese, I had a look at the discoveries of an archaeologist who worked in the Hallstatt area called Georges Ramseur. And in 1846, he discovered a nearby graveyard which contained the bodies of around 1,000 of the Hallstatt elite. Now, the graves contained all kinds of Celtic treasures, including spoke-wheel discs decorated with birds, snakes, and stags, suggesting that they worship the sun and the feathered snake, just like the Mayas, Egyptians, Peruvians, and Chinese.
Now, where again did he find these?
It was in Hallstatt, in a graveyard, a Celtic graveyard.
All right.
One of the earliest graveyards, going back to about 550 BC.
I mean, did he have to excavate very deeply?
Oh, no, it was only about 6 feet below the surface.
Okay.
So it was just laid out normal burial ground.
Okay.
In fact, the Hallstatt site was actually, the settlement began about 1000 BC, and then, of course, the Celts moved across Europe in various directions. But Georges Ramseur looked at these bodies, and he looked at the treasures found in the graves, and the carvings and so on were very, very similar to carvings that we now know are in Mexico and Lake Titicaca area, Tiwanaku of Bolivia. And it shows that the Celts worship the same gods as the Mayas and the Central American civilizations. One particular interesting piece is a scabbard. This is the sheath of a sword, which is engraved with a particularly interesting picture of two men holding a picture of a star surrounded by a maze-like pattern. Now, this maze-like pattern is identical to one found on the Viracocha bas-relief at Tiwanaku. Now, it's got reverse swastika patterns, which, again, are solar symbols.
We should also point out that prior to the Nazis, the swastika was a, I guess one would say, a very popular symbol, right?
Very, very popular, because we now know what the swastika means. It was only in 1962 that Mariner 2 spacecraft fed data back to NASA.
Yes.
And it showed the radiating particles coming off the sun, which we now call the solar wind. And we now understand that the sun spins on its axis every 26 days, or if you're looking from the Earth, every 28 days, because the Earth's moving around the sun.
Yeah.
And it sprinkles them off like a water sprinkler, positive particles and negative particles. The positive particles are nuclei of the hydrogen atom, and the negative particles are electrons, which these particles are a result of the fusion process inside the sun. Now, if you take this sprinkler pattern, which is divided into four, it's like a sloppy cross, if you like, then it looks like a swastika. So we now understand where the swastika derived from. Interestingly, the ancient civilizations used a reverse swastika, and this tells us a lot about ancient civilizations. It tells us that they were far, far more advanced than we are today.
You know, we'd never be able to use that symbol again, Maurice. I mean, ever since the Nazis, they tarnished it so much that, as you say, the ancient used it as a sun-worshipping symbol. Could never be used again.
Well, in fact, George, the Nazis used it as a sun-worshipping symbol as well, and this is little known. And it was all about sun worship. The Nazis were trying to discover what we have discovered about ancient civilizations. They were trying to discover the Holy Grail. They were trying to find out what heaven is, what hell is, and so on. And if you look at the Nazi salute, for example, it's the same as Akhenaten and Nefertiti from Egypt. It's the hand up to the sun. It's sun worship. And if you look at the goose stepping of the Nazis, it emulates the compasses of the Freemason, the compasses used by the great architect of the universe, which is all to do with Freemasonry and solar worship, sun worship, and so on. So the Nazis were after this secret knowledge, which we're talking about this evening. Now, they sent lots of expeditions, as we know, you know, from the popular films by Steven Spielberg, mm-hmm. looking for the Grail and the Sword of Destiny, because they believed that the Grail had secret powers which could elevate them to be the master race and the greatest nation that ever lived. Now, it looks like, it certainly is the case that the Nazis believed that they originated from the Aryans. The tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed race thought to have originated in the East. Now, it could well be, and it looks pretty certain, that the Celts were the Aryans that the Nazis modeled themselves on.
Oh, all right.
And these tall, blue-eyed people, the mummies found in the desert that migrated westwards to Hallstatt in Austria, then went to Germany, and from Germany into Gaulish France, from Gaulish France into the British Isles, and then, of course, across to Ireland. So these people all share a lot in common, and they're all trying to get to the truth about why we live, why we die, and why that is.